Building a competitive and sustainable 21st century agriculture and attracting investments in the sector in the specific circumstances of a small island with difficult logistics and also being vulnerable to extreme weather conditions is not the easiest of tasks. This is in itself a fact that needs to be recognized. And that's why the strategy of the BAM program has to do with building quality value chains from agriculture inputs and agro-processing to quality control and export logistics. We need to work closer with the farming community to assist them with their demand for market certification, risk insurance, productivity through better knowledge management and crop disease control. We need to open more opportunities for private sector participation and asset management planning on the basis of market intelligence. The BAM program, with its 28 million EC dollars, cannot provide all the answers. But still, it's a timely opportunity of funding available to the government during a critical period for public finances. It could help to jumpstart this agricultural transformation and expand the country's production possibility frontiers. We expect that the Ministry of Agriculture, in collaboration with other government departments and in close cooperation with the farming communities, of course, and the private sector, all together could help to accelerate the implementation of the BAM project. The ministry needs to finalize the investment phase and the setting of the stage for the institutions and support that needs to be in place in order to encourage the value chains that we talk about in fruits and vegetables, in root crops and in livestock.